Giant Sea Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is time for some NFL overreaction or reality, and we start with this. Oh, man, I guess I do have to start with the thing we were just discussing. Ricky Martin, this is not an overreaction reality. This is an actual thing. For the game between the Cowboys and the Ravens, Ricky Martin and Brazilian DJ Pedro Sampaio are going to headline the halftime show in Rio.
This is Brazil.
Yes! I thought you were going to play some Ricky Martin music.
Every single time.
And that's reality.
This is not one of the prompts. I'm just telling you.
I have some questions about what do you think the dancers are going to look like?
I think they're going to be hot men and women.
I think so, too. There's going to be a lot of attractive people on those stages.
Are they going to have, like, the super, like, tight gold shorts or some
Dude,
such?
What about, like, what was it? Is it Carnival that they do down there where they have big...
No, if you're going to say it right.
Is it Carnival?
You go. I need a little, where they have a little something there.
The big flamingo suits and stuff like that, too. Like, are we going to see...
Yeah.
That would be awesome. Dude,
if you're
going
to do a halftime show, it needs to be an extravaganza.
Yeah, exactly.
Some Left Shark BS out here. Was that the one? Left Shark, Right Shark?
Katy Perry. Yeah. Dude, she rode in on a giant tiger, you know? And then all of a sudden, she was like, Left Shark situation happened.
All right. NFL overreaction to reality. The Cowboys are much more likely to go 11-6 than 8-9.
Ooh, much?
Much.
Well, I mean, after that first preseason game,
okay.
What more do we need to know? And then they added
a lot.
And then they were like, that's what they said. Jerry and Steven, when they were flying back from Seattle to Oxford, they said, after this, what more do we need to know about this defense? And then they added Von Miller.
And then Jerry is like, we could still make a substantive
another trade. Substantive trade of, again, I'm willing to give up some future for the now.
Okay.
Dude, I don't...
214 says overreaction. Overreaction reality, the Cowboys are much more likely to go 11-6 than 8-9.
I don't want to be on record with this yet.
That means no.
Not much more likely.
Okay.
Not much more likely. I think it is more likely. But right now, I'm not willing to say much more likely.
Alec, what say you?
I say reality. I don't think they have a losing record in general. I don't.
We'll put that to the test in a minute.
I think they're going to be a wild card team. So, reality.
All right. Bonus question.
Rick bonus.
Damn it. We're going to drop the much. The Cowboys are more likely to go 12-5 than 7-10.
Dude, you sound like me doing a Kalshi spot right now whenever I'm talking about Dallas winning 12 and 13-plus games.
That's right.
I'm just giving y'all the numbers, all right?
Do you know why he does that in the Kalshi spot? Can't say the names.
Can't say it.
You can only say the cities.
But with game time, I can say anything I want, I learned yesterday. I had to ask a question on that one for sure.
So I dropped
more likely for 12.
More likely to go 12-5 than 7-10.
I think they're more likely there.
Ooh, okay.
I do think that they can, and I don't think this is a 7-win team. Now, what happened last year too, though, was they kind of gave up at the end of the season. I still think they could have won 8 games, but they gave up at that end of that season because they were like, "What's the point in winning some of these?" Because Kevin keeps griping about draft position to Jerry.
Was I not right? Did we not have to sweat out Caleb Downs?
But think about making the playoffs, though.
Yeah, but they couldn't think about that anymore.
I know, that's a good point. I mean, we had to make a trade for the player.
Yeah.
But I'm not worried about the draft in the season.
Okay.
That's just not me.
All right.
I'll worry about the draft at draft time.
Alec?
What did I say?
You said reality.
Reality.
Overreaction or reality, Dallas is more likely to go 12-5 than 7-10.
Reality. I'm standing firm. I don't think they're going to have a losing record. I don't. Do I think it's going to be much better than 500? I don't really know. I still have questions, even after that dominant preseason game that mattered so much. and the fact that you had to redesign your entire second team offense.
From the 2-4, you guys smoking some good stuff. The Cowboys won't win 11 games. And then overreaction on both. And then, I'm sorry, no, I haven't watched that movie just yet, but I will. Overreaction or reality? Man, let's just keep bringing in the fastballs. The NFL should get rid of preseason games. Be honest, you're more excited about the joint practices than the preseason.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead and charge me for the joint practices. I'll pay. You know what? You want me to pay for access to those? Yes, I will. I want to see the starters. I did enjoy the preseason game, though.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, man, none of my friends watched it. All my friends were like, man, I checked in at halftime. I checked in on this, and I was like, I'm watching it because I have to talk about it.
But it would have to be like 28 to nothing either way for you to be like, hold on.
What happened?
What happened? Yeah, then you'd have to go back through it.
But this is like, yeah, I want to see the starters, but I still hate the idea, and this, it doesn't matter because now your starters aren't playing any preseason games, but I hate the idea that you just start a football season and you really have not done any football. Like, you've done practices.
Yeah.
But it's not like you haven't gone out there and gone through all the things that you need to go through, I think. And it's a different setting. And when you're doing these joint practices and it's front of nobody.
Sure.
When that stadium's full, it's different.
Right.
When the lights are on, it's different. And you haven't done any of that. So you're going to be sloppy for a few games. But yeah, go ahead. Reality, get rid of preseason games. You've already done it anyway.
Alec, overreaction to reality. We should get rid of NFL preseason games.
I hate this question.
Because you know it's reality.
I know it's reality, but at the same time, I'm like, guys like Camden Brown aren't going to get the true shine.
Dude, yeah, think about that.
No, you're right. That's fair point. That's why it's tricky.
I want to say overreaction, even though I hate watching them, and I hate myself for watching them, especially the third preseason game. You know, Abradis and all the crew that does the heavy scouting, they call it the scouts game, because it's just, who is going to end up on somebody else's team?
Right.
At this point, I mean, Will Greer was literally told, what, just last year? He's like, hey, buddy, you're not going to be on the team, but go play good for somebody else.
Now, not surprisingly.
Why do you hate Camden Brown so much? You don't want him to play games.
We talked about Camden Brown being in the mix before
that preseason
game. But
you're trying to take his games
game.
Away from him.
Yeah, because I need to save him for the good games. All right. Well, not surprisingly, when we asked the first one, people have lots of thoughts. From the 469, culture has changed for the Cowboys and culture trumps strategy. This is a 10-plus win team. And then from the 817, the Cowboys will be 5-12 this year. So some divisive opinions on that front. All right, NFL overreaction or reality? This is ridiculously early, but you have to take a side. Fernando Mendoza will be a true franchise quarterback for the Raiders.
I mean, I think so, yeah. Reality.
Ooh.
I think that they are navigating, they're drafting their way, but I think they're navigating their way to being a good team at some point.
You know, I actually thought about you with this question in mind because you had talked about, you know, the departure of Clint Kubiak impacting the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, then it just stands to reason that it would be a, hopefully, I'm sure, a net positive for the Raiders.
I'm buying on Ashton Jeanty this year, but then I also was like, crap, Kubiaks don't just run one running back either.
Right.
Like, they usually have a handful of dudes that can run. So I'm still buying on running backs in Oakland. I think they're going to be good at doing that. And I think that offense is going to be good. And I think whenever he gets the opportunity, dude, we discussed this Monday. He looked like the Fernando Mendoza we saw at Indiana. He looked the exact same, even though Dan Orlovsky was like, we've never seen him throw this pass before.
That was one of the dumbest things I've ever heard him say.
And you've heard him say a lot of dumb things.
Very true.
That's why we have a dartboard of him up here in the studio. but yeah, I think he's going to be very good. There are a lot of people out there that don't believe in him. And I totally understand that. But I think he's going to be a very good franchise quarterback.
Alec, overreaction or reality, Fernando Mendoza will be a franchise quarterback for the Raiders.
Reality, he's good enough, but he's also got the makeup to weather a storm that is a rebuilding team. I do think he has the mentality. I think he has the leadership aspect. And like Corey just pointed out, I think he's got the right coaching. I think he's got a good system in place that's going to make a ton of sense. I mean, look what he just did with Sam Darnold, Clint Kubiak.
Right.
Like, and I think that kind of projects what I think his early success in my mind is going to look like. It's going to look like Seattle Sam Darnold, where it's he's doing all the right things. He's not necessarily doing anything special to begin with.
NFL overreaction or reality, you are glad the Cowboys got Von Miller over Bobby Wagner. Is this an overreaction for me?
I think it's an overreaction for me too. I wasn't too keen on Von Miller initially. I was like, man, there's some age there, and it's like we've gone there. Bobby Wagner has been a productive tackler.
Yeah.
I do wonder, would he be on a team where he's the backup? That's the only thing I wonder about.
Yeah.
Him. And I think Von Miller is like, yeah, just put me in on third downs. I'm good with that.
Right.
But I don't think like Bobby Wagner would be like, I'm a starter, I'm a leader. And at this point, Overshown and Winters are the guys that are there and doing that. So I think it is overreaction, but I just don't know where he would be here. I still think there's another move at play. I don't think it's Wagner, though.
Alec, overreaction or reality, you are glad the Cowboys picked Von Miller over Bobby Wagner. Bonus question.
Arvydas Sabonis.
Von Miller will have at least 7.5 sacks.
Oh.
That's a great number.
I know, I hate it.
That's the idea.
It's making me think too hard. I think I'm with Corey on the Bobby Wagner side, where I would prefer to have him just because I think I'm getting a more consistent product out of him. But at the same time, I think the team probably looks at him as a progress stopper for an Overshown, or a, hey, we just went and made a savvy move for D. Winters. We need to play him.
Right.
Kind of thing. Just get the return on our investment. So I understand, but I would always like to have the productive player. But for the sack total, you know what? Give me the over, as that dude says in our spots. I think he's going to be in the perfect spot where he's not going to start. He's not going to be asked to stop the run on second down. He's going to be in there in pure pass rush situations where hopefully somebody else is disrupting something enough for him to play cleanup to get 8 sacks.
Corey?
Yeah. And there are plenty of bad offensive tackles.
That is true.
In the league to take advantage of. We'll talk about that at 1 o'clock.
So overreaction or reality bonus to you, Von Miller will have at least 7.5 sacks.
Overreaction. I have him at 6 this year.
Okay.
But I'm being very conservative in that nature.
Okay.
And that's not my nature. Usually I take risks.
Overreaction or reality? The season hasn't even started yet, but Shane Steichen is already on the hot seat.
Reality.
Man, that's what I think too.
Yeah, man. And he does some good things.
Sure.
He made Daniel Jones look good against some terrible opponents last year. First half of their schedule was awful. And they were like, let's win games against these opponents. And then they started losing because their schedule got tougher.
Right.
But I think so. Yeah, I think they have some work to do there.
All right. Alec, overreaction or reality, last one for the day. The season hasn't even started yet, but Shane Steichen is already on the hot seat.
Reality, and I hate it for him. I don't think it's his fault that he was handed a bag of booty at quarterback. It doesn't make any sense. Like, it's always going to be the GM gets the benefit of the doubt.
Would you change your tune if you found out he was the sponsor for Daniel Jones?
If he was the sponsor for Daniel Jones and he was championing, like, Anthony Richardson as the next quarterback
right.
God, then yes, it's his fault. I don't think it is.